Treasury Salute, with Barry Thompson as guest narrator and featuring one of radio's best-known young performers, Robert Haig, in a specially transcribed drama, Three Jumps. And now, the Treasury Salute, Three Jumps.
Wherever and whenever free men fight side by side, there's something you can expect. They'll always come up with a collection of sayings, jokes, doggerel verse, and fighting songs. Hard to say where they come from. Maybe it's something like this.
Say, soldier, how do things look up ahead? What's holding up the line? How about it? The situation normal?
Situation normal. All fouled up. Snafu.
And snafu is born. Then maybe another time, some GI is playing around with the piano. And first thing you know, you'll have a marching song that'll be passed on from company to company. Then you take some of the jingles and rhymes that have come out of this war. Half the time, nobody knows how they started, but that doggerel verse is held in the greatest esteem by our men. Now, here's something. You know this one?
Every paratrooper knows there are three jumps that'll stay with him wherever he goes.
The very first jump is a Lulu.
And the jump when you're hit is something, too.
But there's one you'll recall forever in all kinds of weather. The very last jump of all.
You know, there's a world of truth and drama caught up in those words. Suppose we take one man, one American out of all the many who learned the hard truth of those words in terms of his own sweat and blood. His name?
John Rambo.
Born?
Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, June 26, 1918.
Education?
Phoenixville High, Drexel Tech in Philadelphia.
Description?
5'8", 139 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes.
Attached to?
503 Parachute Infantry.
Very good. Now, this fighting man will do very well to prove the point. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
The very first jump is a Lulu.
The very first jump. That's an experience no man in the parachute infantry can ever entirely forget. That was certainly true of John Rambo, or I should say, Private John Rambo. He had that experience back at Fort Benning, Georgia, shortly after completing the prescribed preliminary training.
Well, men, right now, you and those parachute packs lying there on the ground in front of you are going to get really acquainted. Yes, sir, you're going to find out now why the Army is so particular about having those chutes packed properly and in first-rate order. All right, now, first man, step forward. What's your name, soldier?
Private John Rambo, sir.
Okay, now let's see how you get into your chute. And let's see you do everything just right. Because in a few minutes, you're going to be depending in a big way on that piece of silk.
Private John Rambo followed the officer's instructions, followed them to the letter, for he knew that in a few moments he would be crouched in a transport plane there among his buddies waiting for the signal that would mean his very first jump.
Sir Charlie, how do you feel, kid?
What? Oh, I guess I'm all right, Rambo, but I ain't in any hurry to get back to Earth.
Oh, don't let it bother you, kid. They all say you mind the first time a little. After that, peaches and cream.
The minutes ticked by. The faces of the men in the transport were impassive, grim and set. Here and there, a young paratrooper fingered the straps of his parachute, as if making deadly sure that all was in order. Suddenly, a light flicked on in the cabin overhead. One, two, three. With the precision of a dress parade, John Rambo and his friends took their places. Orders were given. Men leaped out. Out and down. And then it was John Rambo's turn.
Wait, not yet. Can't pull the cord yet. 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Okay. Everything's okay.
Everything is okay. Yes, in a few minutes, John Rambo had crossed the first hurdle, that very first jump. Now he could look back on this first step. That night in the PX, John Rambo did what so many of his buddies had done and hurried to do. He called up somebody and told him about it.
Hello, hello, operator. You had him a minute ago, but we're cut off. Hello there. Is this Mr. Charles Rambo's residence?
John, where are you calling from? Is everything all right?
All right, I'll say everything's all right. I got over the hump, Dad, made my first jump.
Good boy. How did it go, John?
Oh, some thrill. You know what I mean. You know what the paratroopers say? The very first jump is a lulu.
I'll bet that's right. But you made it okay, and that's the important thing, isn't it, son?
Yes, that's the important thing. And before long, John Rambo was getting as used to going down in a parachute as most of us are in an elevator. Of course, there wasn't only jumping. There was fighting to do as John Rambo and his buddies hit the soil. Hard, murderous fighting. John Rambo was making his landings in the Pacific Theater against the strongly entrenched foe. And everywhere he went, at roughly built airfields and jungle huts, John Rambo would hear snatches of that G.I. poem.
Heavy paratrooper knows there are three jumps that'll stay with him wherever he goes. The very first jump is a lulu.
And the jump when you hit is something, too.
Coming in fast, men. I look alive. We're low down, close to the ground, as you can see. We have to do it this way. We'll be jumping from 150 feet.
150? Brother.
Okay, you have your orders. We're coming in for it now.
She's coming up awful fast. Uh-oh, trees down there. Trees and rocks. Something tells me... No, don't think of that. You mustn't get hurt when you land now. The chaps can pick you off just like that. Snipers love a target like that. You lie there tangled up in your chute with some bones broken, maybe. You try to cut yourself loose, and all of a sudden you hear the shots.
Stay down, Rambo. Stay down or you're a dead duck. That blasted sniper.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, Charlie. I'm just trying to get free. I'm tangled in the chute strap. My leg. I don't know what's wrong.
Can't you straighten out your leg?
No. Bone must be broken.
Stay back now. I'm getting a bead on that Jap. Sit tight, Rambo. Well, that takes care of him. But how are we going to take care of you?
Look, can't you do something about this leg? I got to go on with the others.
No, Rambo, I think you better stay right here.
Stay here, nothing. I've been in the Army long enough to hear about casts. You can put on a broken ankle and still walk.
If you got guts, you can walk, yeah.
Get me one of those casts. That's all you have to worry about.
John Rambo lived through that harrowing experience there in the Pacific on Nome Four Island and went on jumping and fighting his way from point to point with Uncle Sam's onrushing sky troops. They landed at...
Alandia.
Mindoro.
And finally...
Carregado.
There are three jumps that'll stay with him wherever he goes.
But there's one that you'll recall forever in all kinds of weather. The very last jump of all.
Well, Rambo, here we go again.
Yep, that's our job, I guess. We go up and we go down.
Where's this mission anyway?
I've got an idea. And if I'm right, we're in for a real picnic.
What do you mean? Where do you figure we're heading?
A rocky island fortress known throughout the world. Guarded by a company of Japs outnumbering us 2-1. And I do mean Corregidor.
Once again, the familiar pattern of airborne warfare was repeated. A pattern that began with a great gleaming metal bird moving down from the sky. and releasing squads of our men, drifting down to the earth, underneath flapping, billowing squares of silk.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
And then the fearful land engagement began. The attacking force roamed the island, shooting it out with strongly entrenched Jap defenders, giving and taking every blow in the book of war. And finally, on a day that will live forever in American history, March 2nd, 1945, Captain John Rambo, the man who had fought his way up from the ranks so gloriously, took his part in a memorable event. He stood with an honor guard of men from the Fighting 503rd before a flagpole there on Corregidor. And there before him was a man in a familiar braided officer's cap, a man known to every American, General Douglas MacArthur.
I see that the old flagpole still stands. Hoist the color to its peak and let no enemy ever haul them down.
Official record, Captain John Rambo, 503rd Parachute Infantry.
Upon terminal leave, Captain Rambo contracted malaria as a result of his combat experience. Hospitalized at Valley Forge Hospital.
Today, John Rambo is recuperating there in the hospital. What is he thinking about?
Well, it's over now. We did the job we were sent across to do, and we can take up our lives once again. I'm not going to waste any time feeling sorry for myself or anything like that. I'm just going to go on like I would if there hadn't been any war. Going back to Drexel Tech so I can learn to fit myself a little better to ordinary life. They say that's coming to me under the GI Bill of Rights. And I guess I feel just about like all of my friends in the good old 503rd. The war is over now. Let's just get on about our business and enjoy the kind of American life we fought to preserve.
During the war, millions of Americans bought bonds through the payroll savings plan. The payroll savings plan is still being operated for your convenience. Labor leaders and labor unions throughout the country have endorsed the payroll savings plan, and management has likewise endorsed the plan. And your government, with the cooperation of labor and management, is continuing to sponsor the payroll savings plan as the easiest, most convenient way to help you provide for your own future security. The payroll savings plan is the easy way to save because the money that is deducted from your pay envelope is applied directly to the purchase of your bonds. If you are not enrolled in the payroll savings plan at your company, enroll now. Plan for your own security. Buy and hold United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. The United States Treasury thanks Barry Thompson, Robert Haig, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Richard Dana and produced by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is Albert Groby speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.